All right, let's get to it. Touch the table on some college football. David, fashion glasses engaged. Hit the music.
So I can't believe I'm saying this. We are going into week 9, guys. We have one more college football Saturday in the month of October. Like, it's getting to the end.
Thank
here.
God.
It's getting to the end here.
I can't take anymore.
So let's do this here. I went through and found some college football playoff odds on teams, what their odds are on making the playoff. I'm not going in order of odds. I'm going in order of what I like.
Just promise me, as a part of this presentation, you are going to give us the poverty G4 odds. I need to hear a Memphis, a Tulane, an Army, a Navy, a Boise. That's where to cue it. Hit it, Jimmy. Value.
Well, there is a team involved with that and what I like. Let's start at the sixth team that I like here, which is at plus 400. It is Missouri.
You're right.
Here's why.
Are you mainlining crack again?
Here's why. It's because if you are a person that thinks they can beat Alabama this weekend at plus 400, this would be the time to get it. Because if they actually do it, the odds are better, and now you're worse off for it. That's the only reason I'm saying it.
They're not good, David.
Okay, I'm just mentioning that team, okay?
Okay, I'm out. I'll tell you what, if you want to bet Mizzou, I'll book your bet. I'll pay you the plus 400. Just give me the money now.
Let's go over to the next team and odds. I'm looking at odds only that I like. This is at plus 190, and this is Ole Miss.
Another team that, first of all, they've blown their shot by losing two games. That loss to Kentucky was terrible. Look at their schedule. And I don't know if they're still bought in. They might quit.
Here's why I haven't bought out on them is because they still have the number two matchup against Georgia at home. In about 3-4 weeks, they have that matchup. So that matchup alone being left on their schedule.
Yeah, but they also go to the swamp. I don't love that game for them. Look, and they go to Fayetteville. And I know, Arkansas looked like ass this past week. They've already picked off Tennessee. I need to see that this team still cares.
Yeah. Ole Miss can't lose another game, David.
You're right.
Georgia and Alabama, if you could get to Atlanta in the championship game, certain teams, if you could just make it to the championship game, you're in. Ole Miss has used up all their mulligans.
Here's the other thing.
They don't need a championship game.
This is a Rico Beard team. It's a Rico Beard team in that they are a creation of NIL. And I don't know if you're going to be able to keep everybody together there.
Because, hey,
I got mines. And I love Ole Miss, but damn it, you lost to Kentucky, you idiots.
That is fair. Now, here we go, Mike. You're going to love this next one here.
Okay.
Because they're at plus 600 odds today. It is UNLV.
They have the Go-Go's.
The matchup. This is the matchup of the season for them against number 17, Boise State. They win that game. They're on to the playoff.
Listen.
And why I say it now is because it's plus 600.
They've gotten better once Saluka left school and Haj Malik Williams went to QB. With UNLV, you are getting an offensive coordinator who's got a neck tat, wears a diamond chain that says go-go on it, and wears quarter zips with no t-shirt underneath. You're getting Brennan Marion. Now, if you like that kind of sizzle, that kind of swag, that kind of sauce, UNLV's for you.
See, David, I think this. If UNLV knocks off Boise, it actually helps your school's out. The military academies.
Possibly.
Because I think Boise is the only thing standing in the way of every other Group of Five team. It's Boise because their best win is losing to Oregon.
Correct.
But they didn't roll over and show their belly.
Yeah.
So if they lose again, I see what you're saying about UNLV.
It's because today their odds are plus six. That's great.
But I would look at Army and Navy. I don't know which is the better between the two. I would have to ask Mike because I'm not going to fall asleep watching that game. But, you know, one of them.
Well, right now, I'll give you those odds right now. Army is at plus 1,000 to make the playoff, and Navy is at plus 1,700.
So Army must be better.
Yes.
Army is better. I mean, look, what Navy's doing is also different. They're running like the Delaware split T. They run some wild stuff. Watch them this weekend against Notre Dame at MetLife. Army, Bryson Daly. I'll take Bryson Daly over Horvath, Navy's QB. And the way Army is gutting people, you can't stuff them. Like when you're playing a team like Army, stuff rate is what you need. That's what gets you behind the sticks, or it's like, hey, it's 2nd and 9. Army does not allow it. Everything's moving forward. And then they're blasting you with explosives. No pun intended. It just, if you want Navy, remember, you got to beat Notre Dame. It is not good enough to cover. That's a, you know, in the words of Lowdown, Rico.
David, I have one for, I don't know, you know what? I'm going to let you finish your list.
Go ahead.
Mike, David, I have one for you. What if I give you the Jim Costa value Pitt Panthers?
Plus
1,100.
I'm leaving.
See, I was thinking SMU.
Pitt, because...
He nailed this. Hold on. You got to look at the scheduling matrix. He's onto it. The way these matchups work, if Miami loses once, which is very possible with that defense, their defense is ass. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Cam Ward can still go full Aiden Chiles. He'll still have a game where he throws 3 picks. Look, SMU's back from the dead, Rico. They've been a machine the last few weeks. Clemson is in the mix. SMU's in the mix. I can't do it with Pitt. God bless. If they make it, you enjoy your sport. I won't be a part of it.
They could win the ACC, which means they're automatically in.
But the reason why I was leaning at SMU is because they have Pitt in a couple weeks, and then a couple weeks after that, Pitt plays Clemson. SMU only needs one team ahead of them to lose. Yeah. Just
give
one.
Look, Pitt's got to play Clemson. Pitt's got to play SMU.
Yes.
I think they go 0-2 in those games. Plus, they're going to Dallas, by the way.
So
nobody marches in the Heinz Field.
Let me give you what I love the most. We're just going to do it now. We're going to give you what I love the most. And I know you may laugh
putting it in the system.
You may laugh at it initially, but it makes total sense when you look at their schedule.
Okay.
It is Texas A&M at plus 130. They have LSU this weekend at College Station. They win that. After that, they have nothing until they face Texas at home. That's a rivalry game. Now, even if you keep it close, possibly, I'm just saying, plus 130 with the way they schedule as, that's what I would do with Texas A&M.
You know what, David? I see what you're saying.
But he's about to disagree with you. Get ready.
No, I'm going to give you another option. No, only because A&M plays in the SEC. But it just got difficult because their quarterback got injured. Same odds. One plus 130 is Indiana.
Yeah, I saw that.
Indiana.
I don't know, man.
I'm saying because their quarterback. But Washington at MSU, Michigan at home. Their only tough game is Ohio State. And then they finish with Purdue. So let's just say they lose one. They're either going to be playing in Indianapolis or they're going to be in the playoffs.
I don't think the networks will allow it, but okay.
Yeah, that injury to the quarterback is why I eliminated him from my choice.
You know, put some respect on his damn name. His name is Curtis Rourke.
All right, Curtis Rourke.
The Maple Leaf Missile.
Whose odds, by the way, have increased for the Heisman. They were at plus 6,000. Now they're at plus 3,500.
And here's why the network will allow it, Mike. Where is game day?
This weekend, they're at Indiana.
Yeah, they realize we made a mistake, and maybe we need to jump on board. Just Indiana, to me, is the sneaky play because all things – they got one tough game at Ohio State. Even if they lose it, David, still may be enough 11-1 team, they could get one of those final spots in the playoffs.
Well, they still have to face Michigan. And that is your college football blitz.
Wow.